From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi government forces have driven Islamic State militants out of the center of Fallujah. After weeks of fierce fighting, Iraqi security forces on Friday broke through Islamic State defenses to reach the center of Fallujah. Coalition airstrikes continued to pound Islamic State targets, hitting two tactical units and destroying six heavy machine guns as Iraqi special forces took over what had been an Islamic State command center. A spokesman for the coalition army, Colonel Chris Garver, confirmed Iraqi forces had seized a government building in the center of the city. Islamic State militants reportedly pulled back into the city's western neighborhoods, but left behind heavily booby-trapped buildings and streets, networks of underground tunnels, and snipers. Police in northern Nigeria say Boko Haram militants have opened fire at a funeral in Adamawa State, killing at least 18 mourners. Authorities also say many others were injured in the attack on Kuda village and that the death toll could rise. Witnesses say the Islamist militants stormed the village on motorbikes and opened fire on the mourners observing a wake. They say many of the victims were women and children. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the coming Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Track's world governing body, the IAAF, announced Friday that it is continuing a ban on Russian track athletes. The governing body said that Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal. Russian track and field athletes have been barred from international competition for 7 months after a report from the World Anti-Doping Agency accused the government of running a doping program. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is appealing for $121 million to fight the Zika virus over the next 18 months. As Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva, the revised Global Strategic Response Plan supplants a previous plan launched in February.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the response to Zika requires an integrated approach that places support for women and girls of childbearing age at its core.
This strategy will place greater focus on preventing and managing medical complications caused by Zika virus infection, and will also work with communities trying to have enough of capacities at health systems to provide a necessary support to communities.
The WHO says a lack of immunity in areas where the Zika virus is circulating for the first time could allow the disease to spread quickly. It says the absence of vaccines, treatments, and rapid diagnostic tests, as well as inequalities in access to sanitation and health services in affected areas, are of concern and will require special care. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Family and friends of some of the 49 people killed in a massacre at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, gathered for the funerals of loved ones on Friday. Anthony Luis Laureano Disla was among those who died Sunday when a gunman opened fire at Pulse nightclub. 49 people died and dozens were wounded in the worst mass killing in modern U.S. history. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
I believe that this is just an unbelievable attack against gays and Hispanics, but I think we can now heal from it, come together from it.
As Orlando mourned the dead, the Human Rights Campaign, the largest national LGBTQ organization in the United States, unveiled an 8-story tribute to those who perished at its Washington, D.C. headquarters. HRC said that images of all 49 victims of the attack were installed in its front windows, creating a composite bearing the message, "We are Orlando." British politicians reached across party lines Friday to pay tribute to Joe Cox, a junior member of parliament murdered Thursday after meeting with constituents. Prime Minister David Cameron, a conservative, joined Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn to lay flowers in Cox's home district in Yorkshire. Cameron said Britain is rightly shocked at the killing and praised Cox's values of service, community, and tolerance. Cox was known for her strong pro-immigrant views, that is, her drive to help refugees, and her campaign to keep Britain inside the European Union. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.